Good afternoon, Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, members of the committee. My name is Mal Carey. I'm a resident of Newcastle. Others have spoken about the timing of various events, so I'll skip over that part of it. You can read it in my testimony. One of my major concerns is the retroactivity of the proposal in LD 1262. I think it should be a mechanism reserved for only the most extreme circumstances. Citizens and markets need to be able to rely on the word and the fidelity of the state of Maine. The use of retroactivity legislation action in the Statoil situation hurt the reputation of the state and capital markets. The proposed retroactive language in LD 1262 would continue this less than grand tradition of walking back a done deal while killing a project which has the potential to significantly enhance the Maine economy. Defining harm is also a concern of mine. The text of LD 1262 does not define the harm to be mitigated by the bill. It's a naked no. People have commented on it in this hearing, but the bill itself did not speak to it. Proponents of undoing a multi-year efforts and findings of several state agencies, the university, environmental nonprofits, commercial enterprises, and federal agencies have failed to offer compelling reasons in the text of the bill for stopping the Aqua Ventus testing in the state-approved site south of Monhegan. I see this as a situation of killing a golden goose. Enacting the bill would almost certainly kill the Aqua Ventus project. Moving the location of the test site would require additional years of environmental data collection. With such a delay, the federal money now directed to the project would likely evaporate. In the absence of the cost-lowering Maine-based manufacturing and marine services capacity that would be created by Aqua Ventus, the very considerable wind assets of the Gulf of Maine beyond state waters would likely be parceled out by BOEM to enterprises located south of Kittery, with the power landing points suffering the same fate. The world is entering a multi-decade transition from a carbon-based energy environment to a new, not well-defined model, which is likely to be focused on intermittent renewables should the storage technologies develop accordingly. Offshore wind should be permitted to rise or fall based on the real-world test of its operational and marketplace performance.
Thank you very much, and I think we can all read that last paragraph and sentence ourselves. I appreciate the phrasing "decline to enact." It's much kinder than we usually use the word "kill." Thank you for that.
My wife made me take several kills out of the earlier drafts.
Are there questions for Mr. Carey? Seeing none, we appreciate your testimony.